just a star. Yeah. I got to get you into my life, baby. I got to get you next to me. You know, it's so interesting that the Creator brought the man to an existence. He used his own hands to form the man's body from the earth. And then he breathed the breath of life into the man. He breathed the spirit into the man. And the Bible says, and the man became a living soul. And it's so interesting that the Creator gave this man the ability to do so much. Named all those animals. Think about the creative ability that God had put in this man. That seeing all of those creatures, the birds, the different types of fish, all those animals that walked on the ground. He had never seen these things before. But because of the wisdom that God had put in him, this man was able to just come up with names for each one of those creatures. And whatever he called them, that's what they were. Just amazing. You know, we have our pets, you know, dogs, cats. Some people, you know, want to keep pythons and birds. You know, folks have the birds in the cages, hamsters. We like these creatures. People go see the monkeys, and they're just so enamored by the monkeys. People would love to play with the tigers, but that's a little risky. Very risky. I mean, we enjoy, when it's safe to do so, being with these creatures. And at this point in time, there was no sin on the earth. So there was no devouring of anything by anyone. All the creatures ate plants. They didn't eat each other in the beginning. They ate plants. That's what God gave them for their food. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 1, God was talking with the man he had made. In verse 29, he says, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. In the beginning, man was just eating the plants too, the fruit. Every fruit, with the exception of one. He'll talk about that later. But right now, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. So in the beginning, all the creatures in the air and on the ground were eating plants. The man was also eating fruit. So man has had this beautiful, beautiful earth with a beautiful garden in it. He had all these creatures at his beck and call whom he could play with, just have a ball with. He had, most of all, God, who, according to Luke, was his father. You know, the one who originates another is also considered a father. God originated Adam by creating him with his hands, blowing the spirit of life into him, the breath of life into him. Adam had God. I mean, think about this now. God was talking with Adam when he said all of this. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. He was talking to Adam when he said that. Verse 27 of the same chapter, chapter 1, Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, he was talking with them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. God was talking with them. Then in chapter 2, they take us back in the time before God made the man and the woman. And it was just the man here. So interesting. Adam had God. He had those beautiful rivers. He had beautiful gardens. All of those creatures. And yet, God said to Adam, Genesis 2:18. I'm sorry, he didn't say to Adam. He was talking to the other members of the Trinity. Now we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Now that is an attention getter. Adam had God the Father, he had God the Son, he had God the Spirit. And he was able to hold conversations with them. He could talk with them. And we see him talking with God a little bit later on after he and Eve disobeyed God. They had a conversation with God and talked with God the way they talked with each other. Man wasn't removed from God then the way man is removed from God now. Adam had God as a companion, as his father, and yet God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. God knew that Adam had God, and yet God said he was alone and said it was not good for him to be alone. So God decided, I'll make a helper suitable for him. I'm telling you, that's something else. God said, God determined that although the man had God and all the other creatures, he was still alone. And why? Because he did not have someone like him, someone suitable for him, or as the word is defined, proper and appropriate for him. So God made a woman and presented her to the man. That, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that had to be one of the most awesome wedding ceremonies, if you want to call it that. God made the man, then God made the woman from the man's body. From the man, God made the woman. While the man was asleep, the man awakened out of the sleep. The woman had been completed by God. And then God presented her to the man. Can you just imagine God bringing the woman who had just been made from the man, bringing her down the aisle, if you will, to present her to her husband, to the man she had just been taken out of? God, the Father, giving away the bride, and God officiating the ceremony. I'm just telling you, that was just plain awesome. And guess who was supposed to win as a result of God bringing the woman to the man? Both of them. The man would win and the woman would win because they were both one in harmony. And this would be a relationship that would be fulfilling to both of them.